Dak, man. Dak. What about it, man? Like, was you watching it when it happened?
Yes, sir.
Live. I was actually watching the play, and
I watched it live.
How did you?
They showed it two times right after it happened.
I didn't look at it, and I haven't looked at the play.
I looked at
since.
I looked at it, but they start blurring it out. After that,
like, I saw when they did the blur, but like when I was watching the actual game, I saw the play.
Nah, I was watching it live when he. When he picked his leg up.
When he went to stiff arm, old boy.
Yeah.
And old boy did that drop, that weight drop on him.
Oh yeah, I ain't paying no attention.
See, people, like, that's what happened. He went to stiff arm old dude, like, you know, not really. He couldn't get a good stiff arm on him, but when it happened, you know how when you run and you stiff arm somebody, instead of like getting stiff arm, dude played that smart game on him. Oh, you gonna stiff arm me? I'm just gonna drop all my weight right here. I got you. I'm gonna drop my weight. And when he dropped that weight, he dropped it on that leg. It was over, like.
Not on that foot.
Yeah. When he did it, you could, you just, it's like when it went down, I was like, ooh.
His leg was this way, and his foot was going.
I said, I don't even know. I didn't look at that. Cause I always think about, like, you.
And just, I hate to see somebody get hurt. It made me think about my injury.
I think about you when I'm thinking about that. Because it's just when it happened, I was just like, ugh, I don't want to see that. I hate, because it makes me, when I see somebody get injured like that, it makes me feel like Klay Thompson, watch that last year. Made my knee hurt for like a couple days.
Watch. I know exactly what he was feeling.
But that, man, like, it's like, man, it's almost like somebody died, man. And I know it ain't that serious, man, that drastic, but like, that hurt the work. Like, that hurt me to see that man get hurt, man. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, what do you do? Protect the investment?
Yeah, you gotta save him, man.
No, I'm talking about, you're a business. You're a Dallas Cowboys.
No, you got to protect the investment. Like, that guy's going to be good. He's going to come
back. No, you're talking about protecting him. I'm talking about protecting the investment. The investment is the Dallas Cowboys, not that.
Yeah, but no.
And they already been protecting the investment.
Well, you're not getting a better quarterback.
No, we know that, but you didn't sign him.
It doesn't matter. You signed him.
You did sign him. Didn't want
to
sign him.
You're supposed to sign him.
Now?
More, even more now.
Because he's hurt and he did. And the thing about it is, people say, I heard somebody saying, oh, the contract's the contract. He chose the franchise. No, he didn't. They put the franchise tag on him. Well, he didn't want to sign for such and such. Okay, that's his right. But the man.
He's not at blame for nothing.
The man didn't hold out. The man didn't bad mouth. The man didn't make no excuses. He takes every loss on the chin. He plays the game the right way. He playing lights out. He putting up numbers. This man that went out here on the franchise tag after y'all bet against him.
Yep.
I saw Shannon Sharp saying that. Team bet against him and won. Mm-hmm. That's messed up, man.
Yeah, that's what everybody... That's what the holdouts are for.
Yep.
To prevent that.
And my thing is, he's the quarterback.
Who and better? Really, if you look at it like you're supposed to look at it, this really was a preseason injury. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't think about that. This week.
We didn't even have preseason. So basically, you get the first.
This the last.
Yeah.
This the weekend where I'm supposed to be playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't look at it like that, though.
Yeah, you can. That's where you look at it. Because, I mean, even you can see the gameplay. The games really ain't played like they're supposed to be played. Like
sharp.
Yeah, these games are not sharp.
We've been watching some bad football, too, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Last night was a terrible football
game. Pittsburgh played a couple bad games and won.
Last night was a terrible football game.
Pittsburgh couldn't stop a nosebleed.
Yeah, I was in what, Denver?
We went up 31-14 or something on the Eagles.
Yeah, I didn't
and watch we, it wasn't no, it's like.
I kept seeing y'all on red zone. I was like, golly, that made me turn and look on the game. I was like, hey, this dude gonna score again?
Man, I'm telling you, we done got away with some games that we ain't really supposed to win. Man, that's why I'm not high on my Steelers.
Back to that though. Tell me this right here. If you was Dallas Cowboys, what would you do at this point in time? Because we already see that they didn't want to take care of him up front.
What you think? What would you do? What would I do if I was a Cowboy?
Yeah.
I would definitely sign him back.
How would you approach that if you're Dak?
I would take the offer.
You got to, don't you?
You got to take it now.
Yeah.
The all offer this, they had on the table for you, you got to take it.
All this out the window, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I get it. That
but you'll truly see the Cowboys can get him at their number.
Yeah, now. But if the thing is, do the Cowboys even want him at that number now?
That's the thing.
And that's why I said that the Cowboys got to sign him at the number that they offered him.
Nothing less. Going less would be like...
Or if I was that, I'd walk and prove myself again once I come back from this injury. That's what's going to... I mean, it's going to happen.
Well, here's the thing. He's in a situation to walk because now they are not going to franchise a guy.
You don't know.
Man, they ain't going to do it.
You don't think?
Well.
$38 million.
It would be
worth to see if he going to be that guy instead of you saying, you assuming like Drew Brees, that situation. You assuming that, oh, I'm the Dolphins. He finna go to the Dolphins. Chargers didn't want him.
No, he was done in Chargers. Like he was a free agent.
Right, yeah. but the Chargers gave up on him.
No, he was supposed to be done. Dr. Andrews put his arm back together.
That's what I'm saying. But the Chargers didn't think he was gonna be back.
Yeah, Nick Saban wanted
him. They let him go.
That he's the reason Nick Saban left the NFL.
Yeah,
he went back to
college. The Dolphins wanted him.
No, Nick Saban was the Dolphins coach. He right. wanted Drew Brees.
Yeah. And
Dolphins wouldn't sign off on it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that part.
Dolphins wouldn't
sign off. Finna say, because the Saints gambled on him.
No. Dolphins did. The Saints, no. The Dolphins wanted him.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't sign off on it because of the injury. Mm-hmm. After the surgery and everything. James Andrew tried to assure them. He went and did the same thing with the Saints. Saints signed him. Dolphins ownership took Dante Culpepper.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
And then he got it.
Yeah.
Yep. Mike Williams skied that thing, didn't he? He one of the oddest, rough, hard, heavy.
Didn't he come from Clemson?
Yeah. He is a... He's a Kenny Lofton wide receiver. Y'all, I'm going to see... Me and B.A. been friends a long time. When I say that term right there, I want to see if you know what I'm talking about when I say that Mike Williams for the San Diego Chargers is a Kenny Lofton wide receiver.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What do I mean?
Shit, man. Kenny Lofton was a center fielder that, you know, he run heavy.
That's it, man. Hey, listen. If you can't tell me when you know who your friends are. I literally said that to see if he knew what I was talking about. Kenny Lofton, if you put something on his head, it was going to fall off the first step. He run hard. He like heavy, yeah, hard.
He
like,
run heavy. He wasn't fleet footed.
He was not like a ballet dancer. He wasn't smooth.
He run heavy. Like, I don't know how he did it, but every time he caught a ball, he fell to the ground.
And that's how that kid plays. He's off balance. He's like...
He's always off balance.
Something wrong.
And make great catches.
Make him. But he's going to crash and it's going to be flicking. Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, he's Kenny Lofton, I'm saying.
I love Kenny Lofton that year he came to the brain.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Put them two sets back, blood. Didn't play to the speed on the base pad. Oh. This ain't slamming Kenny Lofton, baby, because I like Kenny Lofton.
Nah, he was a good player, huh?
That's a good player. Should Dak resign with the Cowboys?
Yeah,
because he has to. Because of the situation, they offer a long-term contract. You have to sign it. I think you have to sign it at this point in time. Right now, from the hospital,
you have to.
If they offer you the long-term contract, sign it right now because nobody's gonna give you that money.
Nah, somebody will give it to him, but he just gotta have to prove it.
Nobody's gonna give him the number that Dallas offered. Yeah. Right now.
But we don't even know if Dallas gonna give him the number.
But here's the problem with that. I'm gonna tell you why Dak. To me, is in a bad, bad, bad spot. B.A., Dak is a mobile quarterback.
Nah, but he really don't run, though.
He's a mobile quarterback.
But he don't run that much.
He is a mobile
That's quarterback. That's what all the Cowboy fans, man, he need to run more. He need to run more.
Yeah, but That's you want to run Yeah, more. But he don't run more. I get that. But when I say mobile quarterback is, man, when you see Dak step up in the pocket, moving around, he's a mobile guy. Is he going to ever be able to do that again, B.A.?
No.
At the level he's been doing it at?
Nah, he definitely not gonna be
mobile. So with his ankle like that, the ankle's gonna affect what? The arm, right? Like, you don't know, he's gonna have to put himself, he's gonna reinvent himself. He's gonna have to change the mechanics, I guarantee.
Dang.
But yeah, man, it's like a compound fracture.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
Quarterback? A power quarterback? A power moving mobile quarterback?
Yeah, that's tough.
All that, he need to run more because he's a good runner. Is he gonna be able to do that?
No.
Is that value gonna be there?
Think so, man.
Cause that's part of his tools in the toolbox, right? So that's part of his value. That's part of his money. I hate that man got hurt like that, man. This is why the franchise tag
is. They need to take it out.
This is in the craziest thing. Like I told you last year, the thing I hate the most about the franchise tag is
you can't pay him. Let him go.
The fact that I ain't even on a contract. I'm a free agent, and you can still tag me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Without me wanting to be at this team, like. If Dak said, I don't want to play for the Dallas Cowboys because I'm pissed off where they handled me. Now I'm hurt. I want to heal up and go somewhere else. They can still say, nah, he go $38 million. Nah, we're going to tag
him. Yeah.
Man, I thought it was sweet just a week before that. I was saying he need to go ahead and, what do you call it? Kirk Cousins to death. I thought me and you talk about that.
Easily,
but. Hit the two tag, but now it's messed up, man.
Yeah, when you get them injuries, man.
Man, it's messed up, man. And why would a team give him full bore contract?
Ain't nobody gonna do it, man.
Why would the Cowboys do it?
Yeah, they got to. They owe him that much. They owe him that much.
But yeah, they didn't take care of him when he was healthy.
Yeah, but they owe him that.
They owe him, but they're not gonna take care of him.
Yeah, they do owe him.
When the last time a quarterback had to hold out?
Kirk Cousins.
Did he hold out?
No, he didn't hold out, but it was...
Kirk Cousins knew what he was doing with that franchise tag.
No, he did. He took the same gamble Dak took. He just didn't get hurt.
He wasn't... He just,
but, see, he wasn't moving in the pocket and moving outside that pocket, though.
That ain't his game.
No, he was sitting in that pocket, getting rid of that ball when the motherfucker got close to him.
Yeah.
And he was playing smart. Playing for his stats, not taking no risks.
It's the same team, man. Playing from behind. Running up a bunch of passes. Man, do you remember them years that man Kirk Cousins had over there?
He was having 4,000 yards.
Yeah.
He was doing his thing.
Dak was on pace for 6,500 yards.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, man. I'm just shocked by that man.
I'm shocked by that injury, man.
I'm sorry. It's sickening, man. Because that's what you don't want to see. You say, they ain't want to pay the man. What if he get hurt? He got hurt. And that cry he let out, man, that's a different kind of cry, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a different cry there.
Golly, man. Like, what goes through your mind? You obviously had a career-ending injury, a life-altering injury. What goes through your mind when it happens? When it happens, you don't think it's that, do you? Mm-hmm. But when you realize that's what it was, psychologically, that, like, that messes you up. That screws your brain up, doesn't it?
Yes. And that man, he's sick. That's why you see him cry like that.
God, man.
We got them Browns this week.
And y'all will not beat the Browns.
You don't think?
Because y'all secondary, man.
Yeah, we can't beat them, can we?
Like, you like that. He feel confident when he talk like that.
No, I just figured that, like you say.
He feel confident when he say it like that. Man, that front seven y'all got by.